To what degree do you think Singapore theatre dance artists engage with public tastes, needs and interests?
It's a difficult question to answer because, you know, how can you progress as an art form? You know, how can you be on, you know, the so-called avant-garde, right, cutting edge when you pander to taste? So I think there is a split at least in the theatre, which is the media I'm most familiar with, right? Like, you know, you have some very cutting-edge theatre companies and theatre makers and playwrights and actors and whatever who do a certain kind of theatre that is completely misaligned with public taste, insofar as public taste is for actually kind of fairly traditional, mm-hmm. Story, narrative-driven, character-driven type theatre. And then on the other hand, you have, you know, some really big theatre companies that do actually kind of, I wouldn't say pander, but depend on a very specific kind of taste. So yeah, that's one level, you know, of an answer. But the second level, I think, is taste is, at least in the theatre, is a very strange thing right now. I think Singapore hasn't had a very strong theatre going culture in the same way, some other cities do. So it's a difficult thing to talk about what it means, what tastes are, what theatrical tastes are or tastes for the theatre are. I suspect a lot of what audience, I mean, the taste that audience members in Singapore have is very influenced by a lot of television and film that we watch, and a lot of it comes from the West. So there's a very specific kind of taste when it comes to the theatre here, and I think it does affect the kind of work that is produced, because, you know, you can't make money if no one comes to your shows, right? So I think that, so on two levels, right, there's this genuine kind of earnest appeal to the audience in some kinds of work, because, you know, theatre requires an audience to live, right, on many levels. But then there's also a kind of more so-called progressive kind of theatre making, which is very much, very suspicious of audiences, in a way, suspicious of mainstream mass tastes. And so it kind of reacts against a lot of theatre that, mainstream theatre that does pander to taste. So I think the challenge, although this isn't actually in the question, is how to straddle the two, how to, you know, not to use that term sell out, how to, you know, include the audience, but in a way that doesn't necessarily, to use another famous term, alienate them or insult them. But, you know, to do so in a way that helps you preserve your artistic integrity, whatever that may be. Yeah.